Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is Carolee Sperry, the Blogging Biz Mom, and this is the Get Busy Blogging Online Radio Show. This week, we have a really good show. We have what I call a super blogger. His name is Mitch Mitchell, and he has four or five blogs out there. A couple of them he writes for other people, a couple are for him, and he's just an all-around interesting guy. I just subscribed to the third blog of his that I got reading, and it's like, oh, this guy is great. Mitch, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hello, Mitch. How are you tonight?
I'm doing good. I'm glad to be on the show.
Yeah. A little warmer than normal tonight around here, huh?
Oh, goodness. We need more of this. Although I'm scared some of the melting, what's going to happen from my roof.
Yep, I know. That is true. It's like, ugh. Just so you all know, I met Mitch at a local networking meeting. Found out he did a whole bunch of blogs and said, oh, I got to get to know him. And that's where it all started. I started with your I'm Just Sharing blog, that's just a little bit of everything, which is really cool. And just started following all these different blogs. And I asked you to be here because I'm interested in how you got where you're at. Did you start, like, with your personal blog, or did you, like, start blogging for a business first?
I actually started blogging for business. I started blogging in 2004 after reading an article on a site called Locker Gnome, and they were talking about how businesses were starting to add blogs as a way to get their message out and to show their competence, and I figured that was a good way for me to go with my business.
Okay. All right. And that was, is that the consulting one that you have? Or?
Yeah, I called it Mitch's Blog, and then I found out later that there were three other blogs at the time called Mitch's Blog. And at this point, I don't know if any of them exist, but I'm ranked better than all of them. So they had to put up with me. I feel bad for them.
Yeah, I know. And then in the meantime, now you've got, what is it, like four blogs?
I have four blogs of my own, and I write a bunch of others.
Okay, I thought when I first met you, you had like eight or nine of them, but I only saw four listed on your site. That's why,
Oh, yeah, I have a lot of websites, specifically, I own four.
Oh, okay. All right. So you started writing this for yourself. How did you end up getting the ones that you write for, like the jobs? Did you approach them or did they approach you, or how does that all work?
Well, 2009 was a real slow year for consultants, and I needed something to help bring a little bit more money. And I had actually purchased this book like 3 years earlier, talking about 20 ways to make $100 a day. So I pulled it out of the mothballs, and I read it, and one of the things it mentioned was making money writing. And so I went to some forums, and I put it out there that I would do some writing. And, you know, some of the things I got were pretty lousy, but a couple of them kind of came through, and one of them happened to be this guy who was looking to add a lot of content to his blogs. And that's pretty much what got the whole thing started.
Wow. Huh. Now, do you have, like, a specific schedule how you do all these, or do you just wing it and write for whoever you feel like writing for the day?
I can't say that I necessarily have a written-down schedule. What I will do is I start with my own blogs. For instance, I have one blog that I try to write something almost every single day, and that's the I'm Just Sharing blog that you mentioned earlier.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then I have my business blog where I try to write between 3 and 5 posts per week, but only during the week. So that one I don't have any posts for the weekend because I'm thinking very few people are going to be looking for my business blog on the weekend unless they know me. And then I have my other two blogs where I try to have at least two posts a week. They're relatively newer. And, you know, one of them is called Top Finance Blog, and it's obviously it's a blog on finance. And that one actually, I get a lot of requests from people who want to write guest posts for it, so that's actually pretty neat. And then the other one is my newest, which I call Syracuse Wiki, and that's for things that are around Syracuse, and that's very, very new. I mean, I just started that one, what, maybe 3 or 4 weeks ago. So I'm starting slow with that one, and at some point, if I really have more time, I'll write more about it.
Absolutely. Blogging is like quite addictive, isn't it?
Actually, it is, especially when you get to write pretty much what you want to write about. I mean, I love writing my blogs. I like writing some of the other blogs, you know, when I get to pick my own topic. I mean, obviously, you have to have their main topic. But as long as I get to decide, you know, what I want to write, that's pretty interesting. There's some of the blogs that I write on where it's kind of scripted content, so it's not as much fun. And in that case, I actually do kind of script those out, but I like to knock those off in the evening rather than during the day.
Okay, so you do have your peak times for different things?
Yeah. If I'm looking to be creative, I'm going to be creative early morning. And if I need to just knock out work, I do that best in the evening.
I'm kind of like that myself, I think, you know? I don't know if it's just because you're fresher or something. I don't know. Yeah, I'm the same way writing what somebody else, you know, tells you. It's like, ugh, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, I find in general, I work better in the evenings. I mean, I waste. It's a strange thing because I feel like I waste a lot of time during the day. Even though I don't have the TV on and I don't have any music on, you know, I just get distracted easier. And then late in the evening, even if I turn the TV on, for whatever reason, I focus better. So for me, the creativity works better in the morning, and if I really just have to knock out work or get projects done, it works better in the evening.
Okay. Now, how many hours do you work, do you think, a day, or do you take breaks in between? I mean, you're not, like, at your computer 12 hours, are you?
Sometimes. I've been at the computer sometimes up to 18 hours, not including bathroom and getting something to eat. And I've been trying to back away from that a little bit. I obviously, well, you know, you followed it, so you know that I joined a gym. And I try to get to the gym at least 5 times a week. So that is helping me to break, you know, at least get a little bit healthier and not just be sitting there at the computer all day long. And every once in a while, when I have projects, then I plan break times so I can get away from it for a little bit and, you know, refresh my mind before I go back to it.
Right, absolutely, yeah. You kind of, like, go back and forth sometimes between the things? Like, if you just, like, are stuck somewhere, just go on and write one of the other ones or something?
Well, believe it or not, I don't get stuck.
Really?
Don't.
Well, that's good.
Huh?
Oh, I said that's good.
Yeah. I mean, if I'm on Just Sharing, I can usually just kind of come up with a topic, and if I'm on Mitch's blog, there's always these things that are running through my mind, so it's not getting stuck. What I worry about is, well, for instance, just to mention, I'm a healthcare finance consultant. And so if I get one of those projects, then I can lock myself into it, you know, just straight. And it's a lot of strain on my mind just sitting there doing all those financial numbers and all this stuff. So I will then break it up and say, okay, I'm going to work so many hours straight, then I'm going to have a break, and then I'm going to do something else for maybe an hour and a half, and then take a little break and then go back. And I started doing that because a couple of years ago I had a major project that lasted 5 months, and I pretty much didn't sleep almost any for those 5 months. And when it was, and I got paid a lot of money for it, but I just felt so bad.
Yeah. You do have to get off the computer and get away from work now and then. So it's hard because, well, I mean, you've got, like, your how many blogs, and then you've got answer comments and you know, there's a lot to do. People don't realize. They think you're just writing for a couple of minutes and you're done, and it's not like that.
Yeah, well, one of the things that, you know, we talk about is the fact that you can't just write a blog and have people show up. I mean, you have to out and, you know, you have to work it, especially if you're looking to have any kind of income off of it or you want to use it to show your expertise. If nobody's coming, you're not showing anything. So you go out and you work it and you comment on other blogs. And, you know, if someone asks you to write a guest post, every once in a while you do that. And, you know, you get yourself out there. So, yes, it really does take work, even though I'm a consultant and I do some other things. The truth of the matter is that I have gotten some contracts because I have worked it. And people see me in these different places, and then they come and see what I have to say. And eventually some of them say, hey, maybe I ought to talk to this guy. Maybe he can help me.
Right. Absolutely. And it's funny because I don't know if you saw, like, the kids magazine I'm helping out with, but that woman had found me. She saw my name in the Boise Sync for a class I teach, then just happened to see it again somewhere online and said, wait a minute, I've got to see what this, you know, because she saw my name in a couple different places. So I think it really does, you know, you get out there and just, you know, go to the meetings like we, you know, we met at meetings, just get out there and promote it however you have to.
Oh, definitely. You did send me one copy, so I did get to see one of them, and I thought that was pretty neat.
Yeah, you know, it's, you know, and, you know, she asked me, she really needs help with advertising, and I don't have time to do it much, but a little bit, you know, the way I figure it is, like, the more you learn, you know, it's like, the better you are, you know. I try to learn everything I can. I don't care, because it can help me someday with, you know, the places I'm going.
Exactly.
You know, what do you recommend to somebody that, you know, says, gee, you know, I think I could do writing for another company, but they don't know where to start? Do you think they should start by doing their own blog so they have something to show, or just get out there and do what they can?
Yeah, one of the things that's going to happen, I mean, no one's going to hire a writer who can't show them something. And, you know, I found that there's not really tons of writers who can just write on demand. I'm pretty lucky in that if I know something about a subject, I can pretty much have an article finished in 15 minutes to a half hour. And that's just, you know, that's the part of going back just to make sure I didn't have any typos or use the wrong word here and there. But for some people, they're not necessarily great at writing on demand. So having articles already set up, either on a blog where they're showing that they are able to write enough content that someone might need, or maybe them in an article directory, something like easyandarticles.com, where you can add, you know, articles there, and then if people ask, you know, they ask you for proof, then you can send them the links to those types of things.
Great. Jeez, isn't that so nice? I can remember in the old days trying to get my name in a magazine, and you had to send things in the mail and wait months, you know. Now it's boom, 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 you know.
You know, one lucky thing for me is that,
I
mean, I've been in a number of magazines mainly because I write a newsletter and, you know, people see certain things, and then I have some people who subscribe to a newsletter. And every once in a while someone says, hey, can I use such and such an article and put it in this magazine? Sure, just make sure you give me attribution.
That's right, you know. I mean, I'm really starting to think more and more, you know, I wanted to work at home and stuff, but I think you still got to get out of the home now and then. Do a little marketing offline and online, because you got people everywhere and you want to draw them to your online stuff. But, you know, I mean, that's what I've experienced. I don't know. What do you think about that as far as getting your blog out there and anything else you do?
You know, one of the things I've been doing this for a bunch of years, and offline marketing, basically, it's hard. I mean, what do you do? You can send stuff in the mail. That doesn't really get you anywhere. You can pick up the phone, but doing what we do, who do you call? You know, I've read some blogs that talk about freelance writing, and they say just pick up the phone and call a business. Well, okay, call what business? I mean, who am I going to, you know, I'm not going to call a factory, because what am I going to write for a factory? And I don't write copy. You might get lucky to find a website, you know, that doesn't have or find a company that has a website that doesn't have much content, and you contact them and say, hey, you need content. And that's what I do.
I recently tried that with something around here, so we'll see. But I haven't heard anything back. But, yeah, that's what I thought. You know, I saw this one website, and it's like, okay, you started this and kind of dropped it, and it seemed like a pretty good site, you know? But
yeah.
Who knows?
Well, yeah, you
maybe
can get me those types of things all the time. And, you know, mm-hmm. you can take your shot and reach out to them by phone and whatever. And, you know, that can get a little frustrating. And mm-hmm. so, like I said, what I did is I went to some of the forums. And that's mm-hmm. how I was able to, you know, the forums have rules. This one particular forum, the name of which I can't think of right now. I wish I could. It'll probably come mm-hmm. to me at some moment. It had a rule where it said you had to participate by writing at least comments on 10 other articles in a week. Well, you know, I was able to do that. I could find enough, you know, to impress me. And once I did that, then I was able to create my own little ad. And so I wrote up my own little ad, and I put a link in there to articles that I had written and put in a special place on one of my other websites so people could go read that, and that's got me started. And that's, you know, really one way to, and it doesn't hurt me that I have so much content on my other blogs that
mm-hmm.
I, you know, it's kind of wide ranging, so I can have all kinds of people see different things and say, hey, can you write something on this and can you write something on this? And
right.
of course, the issue has become figuring out the best price point.
Yeah, that's something that's kind of, I've looked online, and boy, it really varies what people say.
Oh, yeah.
You know, how do you put something? I mean, do you wait for them to give you an offer, and then do you already have something set in your mind?
I have prices set in my mind. I will tell you the truth. When I first started writing for other people, I did do the penny a word thing. Because you didn't know. You hadn't done the calculation. You're saying, okay, wait, someone wants to hire me, and let me write this article. You do that for a few weeks, and then suddenly you start looking at the money and say, wow, I'm getting creamed. And, you know, there are people who are willing to accept even less money for those articles. So you have to find a way to separate yourself to get a little bit more money. So what I did is I highlighted myself as an American writer, lived in New York, who had written a book and had written two e-books and wrote all these blogs. And suddenly that now separates you, especially when you've written a real book.
I didn't know you wrote a book.
That helped to separate me from the crowd as just being someone who, you know, is a hack writer. So I get a little bit more per article than some people might. I'm not at that level yet where across the board I'm going to get paid, like, you know, $300 or $400 an article. That would be great. I mean, I think we both love that kind of thing. But I have been paid to write small papers for different small healthcare organizations where they've paid me $100 per page. And as strange as that sounds, you know, you put it out there, and if it's a need that they have, they'll pay it.
Right, yeah. Yeah. Huh. I know I've looked online at some of those writing jobs, so it's like, geez, you know, I mean, are they like real things or what are they? And then you get to some and you have to sign up for these things, and I'm like, you know what, that's not the way to go for me. I don't know. It seemed like it was like really hard to navigate. Are there any special sites or anything that you know of that are good?
Well, you saw my recent article about article farms. And that's those sites like eHow, which is actually owned by Demand Studios, which I didn't know at the time, and about.com, sites like that where they pay people anywhere from $5 to $15 for an article. The problem is that you have to fit it within their format, and if you really know something about the subject, then you know you're writing garbage. If you don't know something about the subject, you pretty much don't care, because at least you're getting some kind of money for it. But you find out pretty quickly that some topics that you get there's just nothing you can write on to make it sound like it's not coming out of a textbook. And you get frustrated. Now, some people are great with that. There's a few people who can live off of that. They figured out the system, and to them it's just this job, and they can hack it out and go for it. And in my mind, that's not writing. It's a job. You're just producing stuff, but you're not really writing. But, you know, if you really want to write, you can't go that route. You just have to find places to have a way to express yourself. And truthfully, I haven't found it. I thought a site called Helium would be that kind of site, and it turned out to be less than pleasurable. I'll put it that way.
I don't know.
So that's probably the best way to really get going, if that's the kind of thing, like, you know, blogging is wonderful. Obviously, we know blogging is wonderful. But if you're looking to set up kind of a portfolio and you don't want to really do blogging, then write a bunch of articles and get them on a site like ezinearticles.com so that you can at least have some place that you can send people a link to without always trying to send them files. In today's world, people really don't trust you if you're sending them files. They want to be able to find stuff online.
I agree. You know, they want to be able to click that link and just be there, you know, and not have to worry about, you know, whatever. You know, well, that's really cool. Let me just for a minute announce the number. I don't see anybody trying to call, but the number is 213-816-0308. If you have a question for Mitch, if you hear this afterwards, you can just go on the blog, and all of his information is there, all of his blogs and everything. Anything else that you can think of that we didn't cover as far as blogging? There's probably a million things, but anything else you'd like to add?
Well, there's always the question about how people should start. And that brings up the question right off the bat of free versus self-hosting. And we've both written on this. Because I've read yours, and of course, well, I read mine.
you encouraged me.
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. And I bet you feel freer now than you ever felt before.
Oh, yeah. You and this other woman I know just kept saying, you got to get self-hosted. And I'm like, no, I'm scared because I don't like I didn't like WordPress.com. And I'm not really crazy about WordPress, I'll admit it, but it does get you where you got to go.
I love WordPress. Of course, I mean, there's tons of things out there. If you want to pay for it, you can go a totally different route.
Yeah.
I
do like it now, but I'm used to it now, so it's not so bad. But at first, I'm like, oh, it looks so confusing, and it's really not that bad at all, you know?
You know, one of the things that I always say is that if you're going to be serious about blogging, then you need to go self-hosting. But if you need to find out if you can write on a consistent basis, don't pay for it. Go to WordPress.com, which I like better than Blogspot, but you can always go to Blogspot. Mm-hmm. It's owned by Google.
Yeah.
Either way, you go to something like that where it's free. Now, you don't get tons of options for things that you're allowed to do, but really you're just trying to find out, can you write on a consistent basis about some kind of topic? About anything, whether it's your life. Of course, you know, you may not have a lot of people who want to follow that unless you happen to be funny. And there's a lot of funny people out there. So if you're funny about your life, then that's a good way to go. But, you know, whatever topic you want to write on, you start with something that's free and you write. And if you find after a couple of months that you're all written out, you don't have anything else to say, then blogging's not for you. Go do something else. But if you found that you really got into it and you were able to crank out at least 3 articles a week for all that time and you still have things you want to talk about, then it's time to start thinking about self-hosting. And
I agree.
The thing with self-hosting is that you don't have to censor yourself. You have all the control you want to. If you go with WordPress, which is what I like, there are tens of thousands of different looks that you can have. If you don't know anything about coding whatsoever, you can find someone else who's done it. And if you know a little bit about it, you pretty much alter any theme that you get in some fashion so that it more fits your personality. And that really is a way to go.
Yeah, I would agree. It is definitely better. And I tell the people or people the same thing when I first talk to them. It's like, I would go free for a couple of months because you think, you know, we're all enthusiastic. I don't know about you, but I've got a couple of blogs that I've started in there, you know. I write them every now and then, but not as much as my three main ones, you know.
Yeah.
But definitely start out free, you know, and just make sure you can handle what comes with it. Because it's not just writing. You got to promote it. You've got to answer comments, emails, you know, whatever.
Exactly. Exactly.
Anyway.
And of course, that's always the important thing. You know, accept comments, write back to people when they comment, interact with people. If you're going to be serious about it, set up ways where you're not irritating people by sending them through all kind of gesticulations so they can write a comment, but also protect yourself from spam in, you know, ways that you can. And trust me, there's a lot of different people, including myself and Carolyn, who write and give you ideas for how you can protect your blog from spammers or from these other bad people trying to do stuff to you, without having to go to things such as moderation or making people log in or stupid stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Okay, well, Mitch, we got 3 minutes left, so I better tell you thank you. I've got your information on the blog on the site, so if anybody would like to check out his blogs, it's right there. He's a very versatile guy. He can write about anything, it looks like. So, well, I want to thank you so much, and hopefully we can get together again sometime. I know I've got to schedule another meeting for the group here.
Definitely, we live in the same town, so it works out well.
I know, and I've got a couple of new people that want to come. So, anyways, I thank you very much, Mitch, and I look forward to reading your blogs tomorrow.
Thank you, and you have a good rest of the week yourself.
Okay, thank you. Talk to you later.
Yep, bye.
Bye.